This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We never stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
One by one, we are keeping the promises I made to American people during my campaign for president. Whether it's cutting job-killing regulations, appointing and confirming a tremendous Supreme Court justice, putting in place tough new ethics rules, achieving a record reduction in illegal immigration on our southern border, or bringing jobs, plants, and factories back into the United States at numbers which no one until this point thought even possible. And believe me, we've just begun. The fruits of our labor will be seen very shortly, even more so. On these issues and so many more, we're following through on our commitments, and I don't want anything to get in our way. I am fighting every day for the great people of this country. Therefore, in order to fulfill my solemn duty to protect America and its citizens, the United States will withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord.
Well, it was one that everybody was anticipating. Of course, at the EU meeting, they understand and understood, and that's probably why it was a little icy there. They understood that Trump was leaning towards, getting out of the Paris Agreement. And I think, Scott, I think he laid it out pretty cleanly as to, you know, why. I mean, again, as we've talked about, this president is so focused on jobs. Why would he embrace something that would kill jobs? And I got to tell you one thing. I know that former President Obama is scrambling on this. He is horrified that this has happened. There's another brick of his legacy that's kind of knocked out of the wall gear. And the way he laid it out, it really made the Obama administration seem so incompetent and unfair and disconnected, from Main Street America.
Well, first off, there's a couple things on that. If your legacy is tied to things that weren't decided by, that weren't confirmed or accepted or created by Congress, you're kind of creating a false legacy there anyways, because we have the checks and balances in our system for that exact reason.
Mm-hmm.
So if something that you did, it can be undone just with a stroke of a pen, such as any of the executive orders or this agreement where it was just leaders of countries saying, yeah, let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
And we've already given them $1 billion.
Yeah, right. And what have we gotten in return?
Well,
a cup of coffee?
Well, we have restrictions. We have restraints on us.
Oh, we pay to restrain ourselves. Okay, yes. I get it. Okay.
Whereas other countries, and I understand why China wouldn't agree to restraints. They're trying to grow.
Yes, they're emerging.
But at the same time, why do you punish one because we were ahead of the game? And allow somebody that, oh, well, I just showed up, so you got to give me time.
Yeah, this is the difference between freedom and not having freedom, right? Freedom allows you to grow like this and to experience the kind of exceptionalism, I might dare say, that America has enjoyed and its people along with it. You take the freedom out of it, and now you've got a couple of people making these big decisions for you. And, hence the case of China and all these other countries involved as well. And the EU is thinking, whether it's Paris or Germany, they're trying to think of a level playing field in a socialistic mindset. I mean, the whole redistributive concept, which is what Barack Obama had been pushing on America for so long, and everybody kept saying, say what? You know, you want to take my A that I worked hard for and give the, you know, somebody who didn't come to class who got an F and deserved the F so that he can get a C and pass? That makes sense? I don't think so. Well, thank God for Donald Trump. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us as we continue to, bring you the truth no matter where it leads, because it's just that important. And, of course, yesterday, a big day. Many were in anticipation of what President Trump was going to do relevant to this Paris Agreement. And here to talk about this and other things, the one and only Megan Barth is with us right now. Megan, of course, is the founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. She's a women's advocate and a political opinionator and fact checker and investigator. I guess you do just about everything these days, don't you?
Yes, except work for the misogynist Macedonians that helped Hillary Clinton lose the election.
Now, where did they come from? That's my question. I mean, and it's so cool to talk about the Macedonians. I mean, where did that come from?
Yeah, I'm waiting for the new movie. The Macedonians are coming. The Macedonians are coming.
Well, the only problem is...
make a good movie these days.
Well, but you want Macedonians and Putin are coming. You know, we got to have Putin involved because, the whole thing continues. Well, Megan, I think President Trump laid it out. I mean, it was... After his speech, I don't, of course, you knew there was going to be pushback from the greenies, and they're doing, they're saying, well, he lied here, he lied there, and the whole deal, and I go, okay, let's break it down, let's look at the facts of what he had to say. Yes, you have a worldview that is antithetical to anything that says, hey, whatever we do in the name of energy, there should be a return on investment, it shouldn't compromise the jobs of Americans, it should not eradicate the middle class. Kind of things like that. Oh, yeah, and can we make it a level playing field for everybody around the world?
And can we, just like progressives demand, demand that others pay their fair share?
Exactly.
It's interesting to watch this Paris Climate Accord, which actually has no standing because it was never ratified in Congress. And now we have the states and cities saying that they're going to abide by a treaty that was never ratified, which would be against the Logan Act if
yes.
they did. And so
yes.
progressives, like, typically will pick and choose laws that they want to follow and laws that they don't, or make up laws or treaties that they believe would be good for the common good, when in fact it would destroy good for the common people.
Well, first of all, their premise is way off to begin with, Megan. Come on, let's look at this scientific. I mean, in true scientific form, let's look at it scientifically. Bring the evidence, not innuendo, not suggestion, not jury-rigged numbers. Let's bring the facts, lay them on the table. I mean, we have spent billions of dollars on this already, and what do we have to show for it? In a true progressive form, they're just saying, well, it's because you haven't spent enough, right?
Well, right. And so this is a massive redistribution of wealth scheme. This treaty did not require the two largest polluters in the world, India and China, to reduce their emissions, but it required us to transfer billions of dollars into the pockets of these nations that would not be, they're a part of the treaty, they just don't have to abide by it, and they're not going to pay their fair share. Tucker Carlson was interviewing the Miami mayor last night, and it was excellent because it showed you the absolute intellectual bankruptcy of this whole climate change movement. He kept saying, how is paying billions of dollars into a fund and China and India don't have to reduce their emissions, how is that going to help Miami not go underwater?
Yes.
And all this mayor kept saying is, well, it just shows unity. It just shows unity. Well, unity is usually a collective group of everyone kind of agreeing to the terms.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's all just about unity. It is a complete canard.
Yes, without
and so
a doubt.
What we have here is a religion of the left, much like, and it's interesting, they will embrace manipulated science,
mm-hmm.
which has been proven to be manipulated.
Mm-hmm.
But the progressives won't embrace science when it comes to conception,
yes.
Life or gender.
Yeah, interesting how they select. They're very selective in that regard, right?
Right, because this selective religion, climate change, is socialism on steroids. It is the redistribution of wealth from the makers to the takers.
You know, it'd be interesting to take a look at let's take a look at the books of this Paris Accord. How many people have paid what? Again, the United States paying their bills because, Barack Obama could not wait long enough. I mean, as soon as that check came across, he was signing that off right away. How much money the United States has given to date to the Paris Accord and how much these other nations, by country, how much they have contributed?
Well, it would be interesting. What we do know, according to President Trump's speech yesterday, which was an excellent speech,
mm-hmm.
Was that he ransacked the budget of the Department of Defense, specifically the funds to go to prevent terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
He used those funds to make our first, I think it was $1 billion deposit.
You're talking Barack Obama here. You're talking Barack
correct.
Obama
yes.
used that. Yes, right. Okay.
Yes. Barack Obama raided the funds specifically to fight terror. And put those funds into the Green Fund, but this is very typical of progressives like Barack Obama.
But that's why. Wait, pause there for just a second, Megan, because you said something very significant here, and people need to connect the dots. Okay, he takes money out of the military budget, puts it towards climate change, and then he and John Kerry and all the minions come back and say, well, what's the number one enemy that we have to face?
Climate change.
So that justifies him taking money out of the military budget, right?
Right, and that was going to be my follow-up point.
I'm sorry. I connected the dots so fast. See,
right.
You're so good,
yes.
And we're like channeling together here. As usual.
Yes. Well, and this was the mantra of the progressives and Barack Obama and John Kerry. Barack Obama told the graduating Naval Academy, as well as John Carl of ABC, as well as other world leaders on the world stage, that climate change was a greater threat than terrorism. John Kerry said BTUs from air conditioning units were more of a threat to mankind than terrorism. This was the failed philosophy that we were operating under for 8 years. And this is why Americans rose up and chose a different path. It wasn't the Macedonians. It were the people in Pittsburgh. And that was an excellent point by Trump. He was elected for the people, to represent the people of Pittsburgh, not the people
of Paris. Exactly. Well, you know the blowback. I mean, even with Ivanka Trump trying to convince her father that it should, you know, he should stay in the Paris, you know, the Paris Accord. Clearly, again, we remind everybody, this is what Trump's mantra is all about. Every day when he meets with his key people, he says, what are we doing about jobs? Are we creating more jobs? It is about the economy. And we have a president who is a businessman and knows about delivering a bottom line and return on investment. More with Megan Barth after the break. Stay with us, America. We're looking at 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salad oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live. Less summer,
is live.
Hey, the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. I'm Bill Martinez, Megan Barth with us. Megan Barth, the course founder for Pride or PreganBabe.com. Miss Megan, I got to tell you, I was so impressed with the president's speech. I think one of the best speeches he has given. But the clarity in which he presented the facts as best he knew them. I mean, they were footnoted, referenced appropriately. And here it is. I mean, and it was a clear distinction from the previous administration and those who follow this religious doctrine, as you put it, because it's like, what are you going to do? I mean, you know, and, oh, it's this populist movement, you know, this these populist ideals, like as if that's some kind of evil concept that, you know, what happened to the constitutional concept that this is a government of, for, and by we the people?
Well, right, and that's one of the reasons why Trump won. Never have I seen a man of his stature, meaning a billionaire, that was able to connect so closely with the hardworking men and women, specifically in the Rust Belt in the Midwest, what the Democrats would refer to as flyover country. Did the Macedonians block out Wisconsin so Hillary Clinton couldn't find it on a map? She didn't even bother to go to Wisconsin. And
exactly.
So the Democrats are now kind of, and if I were a Democrat or a part of the DNC, I would be pretty tipped off at Hillary Clinton for throwing me under the bus. But no one's immune.
Yep, exactly.
Clinton's parade. She's throwing everybody under the bus, including her own party, including Barack Obama, who built that party in his own image, which is far left.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the reasons, another reason why they lost.
And had been losing.
Yes, and they had, and the further left they go, the larger middle we are going to have to capitalize on. And that middle is the hardworking men and women, like the hundreds of thousands of Democrats, many union members in the Rust Belt that crossed over and voted for a Republican nominee.
Exactly.
Making Donald Trump president, giving us the Electoral College because of those Rust Belt states.
Megan, speaking of the Macedonians, I mean, Nancy Pelosi and Elizabeth Warren are not going to jump up and down in Maxine Waters and insist on some special counsel now to investigate the Macedonian military-industrial complex. Are we? Are we going to have to pay for that too?
Why not?
I guess we're
investigating Nigel Farage. I mean, this
poor Nigel.
Investigation is so far gone. When we have felonies occurring under our noses nearly on a daily basis from the leaks coming out from either the White House or the deep state. Why aren't the Democrats demanding that the leaks are investigated? Why aren't they vocal about that? Because it's helping them.
Yeah. And did you hear Debbie Wasserman Schultz admit that, yeah, I kind of took a peek at some top secret information, but I blame them. I blame the administrator because he didn't stop me.
It's never their fault, is it?
No.
It's always somebody else's fault. Like, they shouldn't know better. They are the ones that were elected to represent us. They are the ones that are given the ethics training, the top security clearance, and go through all of the machinations in order to receive those types of clearances. But they won't accept any responsibility because once they apologize, then they have an ounce of guilt, and then the trials can begin. But the trials should begin much earlier than that, specifically to the Awan brothers, which is the most underreported espionage ring, which many congressional Democrat staffers, including Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Gregory Meeks, hired a Pakistani family of five who made off with top secret information, downloaded it onto a separate server, and have now fled the country.
Oh, well. Yeah. And is it any wonder? And then add to it, you know, our own former president, Barack Obama, opening up the channels. And I hope, I have not heard anything back on this, but I hope, you know, President Trump has reversed that order where so many people have access, so many agencies have access to top secret information. You know, because that's the first thing I think he needs to do is get that reversed right away. But, you know, here it is. You've got subpoenas now going out to Susan Rice and Stephanie Powers. And I can't remember the third one.
Brennan.
Brennan, yes, yes, Brennan, who sat there. I mean, come on, look at body language. I mean, I know body language, you know, and all that kind of stuff, and you got to be an FBI agent to study body language. But, you know, you saw him the way he twisted his neck when Trey Gowdy asked him that question. If he knew of anybody, any ambassador that it had requested the information, he twisted his neck like, oh, God, you know, I can't let this out, you know. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, you know. And of course, the mainstream media, if it had been the other way around, and this is the thing, is so, again, the contrast of our political system is rather humorous, and it's dangerous all at the same time, and expensive. Let's add expense into it, because, you know, you can't get a straight answer from these people. Of course he knows they did. He probably was right there. He probably handed them the information. And now, evidently, the light is shining in such a way that you even have Debbie Wasserman Schultz admitting that she peeked over, you know, somebody's homework there and saw the information. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, exactly. And Brennan, who voted for a communist for president in 1980, what he's doing with any security clearance, I will never understand. However, we now have subpoenas issued. Susan Rice refused to come to Congress and tell them exactly what she knew and when she knew it. But we also have an admittance by the FBI, as well as their collusion with the NSA, for illegal activities, according to a FISA court document, which Circa.com uncovered. The FBI admitted to illegally spying and unmasking Americans and even breaching attorney-client privilege, the most sacrosanct privilege that we hold under our constitutional rights. This is a scandal that has far greater implications than I think we're even aware of. And 53% of the American people believe that all of these leaks and these activities are treasonous. And I thank God that there are 53% of us that believe that to be so.
Exactly.
That is law.
Does this government, does the people and the media, do they have the courage to follow this wherever it leads? Because you know you're going to find that it began and it ends right there at the Oval Office.
That's right. I don't believe that the media does have the courage. No, we've been proven now, the media has proven themselves the patsies or prostitutes of the Democrat Party. Whatever the Democrat talking point is du jour, that turns into a yellow journalistic headline for public consumption in order to, quote unquote, keep the people stupid. But we aren't that stupid. When 53% of us understand the law and know that these leaks are treason.
Exactly.
And so we're going to see what these congressional hearings put forth. We'll see if these cowards plead the fifth, like Susan Rice, Samantha Powers, John Brennan, and the list is going to grow and grow much longer. One more thing, Bill.
Yes.
Something across my desk came from a Dr. Larry Kawa.
Okay, hang on one. Is that still on the same topic? Because Scott wanted to insert something here real quick.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Scott. Scott, you got your moment.
I was going to say that we found that out yesterday when his talking points were released beforehand, before he went on. And in the talking points, it never once mentioned that he was going, that the option on that was still on the table for him to, for us to get back into the agreement. All the media, everybody on the media talked about was that he pulled out. That was their talking point the whole day. There was never any mention that he said we can still negotiate with them.
We
can work together.
Exactly.
But nobody. But they never once mentioned that was on the table.
Yeah, exactly. Megan, finish up your point. I'm sorry, we got about 30 seconds.
The NSA has a tape of the Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton conversation on the tarmac in Arizona, but won't release it due to quote-unquote national security, which I think is a national cover-up.
Well, how can that happen? Then we're only talking about grandkids and golf. Is that national security?
I guess so.
Oh, you got to love their logic. Like you say, it's whatever fits their agenda. They're just so obvious anymore. Megan Barr, founder and proprietor of BrighamBabe.com, nationally recognized political commentator, women's advocate. Miss Megan, always good to have you with us. Thank you, Megan Barr.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Bill Martinez live. BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around this country or around the world via shortwave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. An insider in the White House had this to say about Trump's resentment toward corporate critics about pulling out of the Paris Accord. He said they ride in fossil fuel-guzzling planes and SUVs and then act holier than thou. Ouch. You know, and I guess that's been one of the ongoing exposés on this whole issue of climate change and the green religion. With us right now, John Ponce, security military expert and West Point graduate. He's also an energy expert. We're going to talk about tips of survival and of what in light of Manchester and, of course, Manila yesterday. But before we do, John, I want to get your take on what the president had to say in pulling this country out, you know, being the energy expert that you are, in pulling out of this Paris Agreement.
Thank you, Bill. Good to be on. I wouldn't call myself an energy expert, but I do have some serious opinions on it. You know, we've done an 18% reduction in CO2 emissions from since the year 2000 to now. And to me, to put a $3 trillion burden on us when China and India have no such restrictions, will not be policed, will not hold true to it even if they were, is a little ridiculous. I think he's doing the right thing by saying, I don't want some bureaucrat from a country overseas making a decision as to what we need to do. I want President Trump to put America first, just like he is. I want him to make responsible decisions, just like he is. To me, you know, we saw the Kyoto Accords be rejected 95-0 when they came out. This is not a rejection of climate responsibility. It's a responsibility for us to manage our climate, as we would expect other countries to that are not doing it.
Exactly. Well, I think it was interesting that you have, like France that has talked about, there was a movement there in this earlier election pronounced quite clearly about getting out of the EU for some of the same reasons that America didn't want to be tied down with something that, didn't level out the playing field and limited your ability to solve problems.
Exactly. And to me, this is the same mindset of having us work under United Nations control. As a former military commander, the last thing I want is for someone from the UN to tell me how to deploy American troops and when and where to put American troops in harm's way. Well, it's the same deal here. Our interests need to be represented by appropriate leadership that looks at it and makes responsible decisions. I mean, as a CEO of a company, you get financial implications, you get portfolio implications, you get employee implications and all those kinds of things, and you have to make decisions based on all the data that you have and the best possible route forward, not just based on one functional area.
Exactly. Well, John,
we're going this direction and completely ignore the economy.
Exactly. And for guys like you and I and like the president who have been in business and have led companies, we understand this. I mean, this is really academic. I've been told time and again, the president reminds everybody when his key personnel, he meets with them every day. He asks them the number one question. He asks them, how are we doing with jobs? What's happening with jobs? Right. So his filter and his worldview is certainly about jobs. It is returning and getting America back to work again. And that forgotten man and woman, they're reminded constantly by this president that they're clearly remembered. They're at the top of the list here.
Well, it's been a long time since our economy was what it once was in the late 1990s and 2000s, even during part of that time. The economy's taken a tremendous hit. Jobs are not nearly as plentiful as they were for the population, or limitless in terms of not having an upward ceiling or not having a growth potential. And they haven't been for years. And so if there's anyone in this world who knows how to get it back, it's our president, because he probably knows more about jobs than anyone else that I can think of. So frankly, to look at a climate initiative that could cost us $3 trillion in GDP and say we're going to hold to that and sacrifice the jobs when he ran on a jobs platform would be irresponsible.
And without a doubt.
To figure out about this president, he does what he promises.
Well, Dave Stockman told us, we're talking the architect of Reaganomics, told us a while back, he said, Bill, we have not had one net breadwinning job since the year 2000.
Absolutely agree.
That is huge, John.
Sure.
That is huge. And this really pronounces and brings into a focus here the pain that Main Street America has been subjected to for almost two decades.
I couldn't agree more. And I think it's reflected, the change already is reflected in what we've seen with the stock market, what we've seen with the enthusiasm out there and all the different job economic factors. And if you look at it from that perspective, I mean, we've had a president in the White House for the last 8 years who, I hate to say this, but never held a real job in his life. Mm-hmm. To me, being a senator is, but he spent most of that time campaigning for president. Being a community organizer, I still haven't figured out what exactly that is. Well, finally, we've got a president in place who's done remarkable things, whether it's building facilities all over the world to building the skating rink in New York City, which was such a coup and such a feather in his cap. If you read his books, the one thing that's really amazing in there is at the end he lists his CV, his resume, and his accomplishments, and page after page after page, it's just remarkable what this guy has done in his past.
Yeah.
But to have him as our president at this point takes us in a forward direction, and that's what I'm grateful for the first time, really, like you said, since 2000 in the economy.
Right. when John references CV, he means curriculum vitae, his resume, okay? So I didn't want you to miss out and say, what did he say? And then you're going to forget about everything else we're talking about, because we need to get into some important things here. And that is, God forbid you find yourself in a situation like Manchester or Manila. John Ponce, as a security military expert and analyst, you know, what are some of the tips that we need to be mindful of? I mean, because clearly we have experts saying, what happened in Manchester, it's inevitable that it will be coming here to the United States. I mean, we've already had, you know, incidences of terror here in this country, but not quite at the scale. And we know that we're very vulnerable with all the, you know, sports outings. I mean, we have concerts as well, like what was, you know, what happened in England. So wherever there's a gathering of lots of people, you know, things like this could happen.
Absolutely true. Unfortunately, it is. It does seem to be more of a question of when rather than if coming
yes.
to the United States. It's, the truth of it is, if you're a civilian or if you're a person who's, I mean, the egregious nature of what was done here, targeting an area where parents pick up children, using that to separate between the parents and their children and force them to go in opposite directions and be completely lost. It's so heinous, the decision to attack it at a point where children are being picked up by their parents it's mind-boggling. So you got to look at it and recognize this is not a rational discussion that we're having here. This is a discussion on how to be rational with an irrational enemy.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at it, what happened in Manila, you could make an argument that that's just one crazy and has nothing to do with terrorism, even though Manila is pretty much the Philippines are infested with it. The bottom line, though, in Manchester is you've got to take every precaution you can to try and avoid, you know, in the military, when you're walking in a squad, you take 5 meter spread between everybody to make sure that one grenade doesn't kill everybody in your squad.
Right.
Well, kind of the same mentality when you're picking up children and doing these things, you know. Don't go to the most likely meeting place. Don't congregate in as tight a circle as you can. There's more strength in numbers for the terrorists than there are for us, to be honest with you.
Exactly.
The more numbers, the more of a target you become.
And the other thing, John, and I've heard you say this before, it is so important to be situationally aware. Sometimes we lose comprehension of understanding that we need to, sadly now, be aware of the threats that are there.
Absolutely. And to be frank with you, the old mentality of don't ask, don't tell, or just ignore it, or don't point anything out to authorities because you don't want to be, out in the open or anything like that is hopefully by now gone. The truth of it is, if you see something, say something. I've turned in reports to air traffic, to personnel in the airport, security guards, that kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
police in the airport that says, hey, there's a bag sitting over there that nobody's watching, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
The truth of it is, I'd rather be wrong 100 times than be right once.
Without a doubt. John Ponce, security military expert, West Point graduate. He is currently chief executive and chief quality officer of the Densus Group, an organization which combines diverse international experience with robust academic knowledge. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
When I met you in the summer, so my heartbeat sound.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
As the leaves turn brown, and we could be together, baby, as long as skies are blue.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us, as always. This is Bill Martinez. I do want to remind you that we do have the ultimate shack pack that we are giving away. And in just a moment, I'm kind of padding for time here because I have to get we're trying to get a hold of Tim Sanford right now. And we had an incorrect phone number. But, you know, hey, you know how that works. It's just we work around it and... You know, then we make up, we correct our mistakes. And that's what I'm in the middle of doing right now, so that's why I'm pausing here for just a moment. But let me give you a rundown on what we're talking about in terms of the ultimate Shack Pack. It is the courtesy of Lionsgate. It includes the Shack Blu-ray DVD, Shack Grow Sticks. They're so cool. You just plant, water, and watch your flowers grow. Plus, music inspired by the Shack Digital CD. If you enjoyed the movie and the big screen, you get to enjoy it at home now, too. And all you have to do, there's two ways to win. You can send us an email. Tell me you want to be in the running for the Ultimate Shack Pack. We'll be drawing each day. So email me to enter bill@billmartinezlive.com, bill@billmartinezlive.com. And you can do that whether it's during the live show or if you're hearing the show on a delayed basis, because that happens a lot across the country over the weekend. A lot of the radio stations, our affiliates, run us over the weekend. So anytime, just email me, bill@billmartinezlive.com. You'll be in the running, and you could be one of the recipients of the Ultimate Shack Pack. Very cool. The Blu-ray, DVD, those grow sticks. Oh, man, that's awesome. And some great, great music. Now, the other way that you can win, no purchase necessary, by the way, is you call us on our 877 number, like right now, 877-317-6400.
877-317-6432. We'll take the first caller. And make sure that also when you send me the email, give us your address, all that important information, so we make sure that it gets to you in the most efficient ways possible. Okay? Well, Tim Sanford is with us right now, and we're going to talk about parents. You're going to appreciate this because, you know, Tim is a counselor. He's a licensed professional counselor who works in Focus on the Family's counseling department and in his own private practice. And for those of us parents who have a child who is introverted and or just does not seem to have, you know, friends, you know, sometimes that's tough on the family. And we want to bring the counselor here, Tim Sanford, with us to help us work out and understand the child and understand our role and what we can do and where we help and where we hurt. Tim Sanford, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good to be here this morning, Bill. Thank you.
Well, great to have you with us. So let's talk about the introverted kid. Describe this kid. And of course, parents who have them, they already know. But again, I think sometimes they may not even recognize they have an introverted child.
Well, I like to describe introverted and extroverted as extroverts like T-bone steaks. What you see is what you get. Their best foot is forward. There's all the good qualities, the good traits. It's right out front where you can see it. Introverts, which I am one, we're like lobsters. All you see is the ugly pink shell outside, but you know there's really, really good stuff inside, but the lobster doesn't really want to get cracked open, and we'll just kind of back up, mind our own business. If you try to corner us, we might pinch you, because we just want to be left alone. And what can frustrate the parent, Bill, is you know the quality that this kid can have, because you know that good stuff inside, but they don't really feel a need to be motivated and open up.
Right.
So lobsters or T-bone steaks.
Yeah, that's a good description. So here it is, you know, and you see your child who has backed away, not necessarily plays nice with others, just doesn't play with others. And you see this and you think, okay, what's wrong with my kid?
And there's several myths about introverted personality types. One is that, and bottom line is there's something wrong with us. Either we're selfish or we're stubborn or we're disrespectful, or we don't have social skills, or we just don't care about other people. That's not true at all. Mm-hmm. The introverted extroverted has nothing to do with whether I like people or I have social skills or not. It has to do with where I get my emotional energy.
Exactly.
Extroverts get their energy from interacting with others and a lot going on around them. Mm-hmm. Think of it as an outward-focused lifestyle.
Right.
Introverts, on the other hand, have that rich world of thoughts, imaginations, their daydreams, they're building things and skyscrapers inside their mind. It's that inward focus. So there's nothing wrong with us. It's just a personality trait that God created, and we're fine with it. It's just a lot of times that others aren't.
Yeah, exactly. I know in reading about Robin Williams, he entertained himself. He said he would just go up into the rafters of his mother's home, and he was left alone quite a bit. And he just, you know, made up stories, did things, and he was happy by himself. But his family probably thought he was all kinds of weird because he was just so much to himself. But as you say, and is the case with most introverted kids, they're rather deep, you know, and the opportunity is that if you get a chance to exchange information with them, you're quite surprised where you may think, well, you know, the kid's really not paying attention and they don't really know what's going on. But then when you're able to, you know, get inside their head just a little bit. And I say a little bit because I don't know many introverted kids that are, you know, like extroverts that just let it all hang out there.
Well, you're right. And introverts gravitate towards deep. They like deep friendships. So they'll have one or two close friends as opposed to a whole bunch of acquaintances. They like deep conversations. They like deep thoughts and deep, meaningful activities. And that's why sometimes it's hard for them to find a peer that wants to go deep as well.
Exactly.
When you do finally open them up, You're right. That's what frustrates parents is, I know this kid is really deep. I know she thinks. I know he has great ideas, and I know he has good advice for his peers. So why doesn't he just share it more?
Mm.
Well, that's the lobster. Yeah, it's deep. It's there. It's awesome stuff. And it's okay if he doesn't share it or she doesn't share it all the time.
Mm. And their affirmation is not gained from the outside world like extroverts. And that's not their source of affirmation. What is the source of affirmation for the introverted kid, Tim?
That affirmation is they're more internally motivated. And that's sometimes what frustrates teachers, coaches, parents, is I know this kid has a lot of ability, maybe a lot of skill on the sports field, but how do I motivate him? And the hard answer is you can't. Because they motivate from within. And the way they look at it is, okay, it has to be worth my time and my effort to come out of my pink shell and put energy into doing things. Again, mm-hmm. I have the skill and ability. I like people. But is it necessary? Is it important? Is it worth it? And that's what motivates them is I see something that, yeah, this is worth coming out of my shell to say or to respond to or to do. And that's sometimes, again, what hurts parents is, I know there's good stuff.
Yeah.
And the kid goes, yeah, so?
And the thing is, it's tough. Is, you know, if you've got more than one kid and you get the family dynamic, I mean, it's one thing to have the parents who are trying to figure this stuff out. But then you got the siblings, right? And you got that dynamic coming into play.
And that's where the myths come into play. Or, you know, Jimmy's stubborn, or Sally, she's the killjoy of the family, right. Or the, you know, whatever. And that's where the myths come in. You know, and that's, again, just not true. It's understanding. And this is what's important for parents. Take the time to understand what introverted really is.
Mm-hmm.
It's where you get your energy.
Right.
It's not, I don't like people. And then explain that introvertedness to your child or to the siblings as well. And celebrate it. Let them be by themselves. Let them play Legos by themselves all afternoon.
Sure.
Let them read a book, you know, in the car, staring out the window. Let them do those things, and that's okay. You're still a good parent.
Right. Yeah, their wiring is such that you're not going to rewire the kid. I mean, any more than you're going to rewire an extrovert, right?
Right. And what I could tell parents is don't try to remake what God already made as good the first time around.
Exactly. Yeah, he did declare it good, didn't he? Very good, as a matter of fact, which is awesome. So what's your additional advice for parents who are taking notes right now and saying, yeah, that's my Sally, that's my Johnny? And, you know, because I think sometimes parents internalize this. You know, we want our kids to adapt and be accepted. And we sometimes misunderstand what they're going through, and we feel some unnecessary pain, might I say?
I think that's true. We feel the guilt or we feel the embarrassment as parents when, like I said, the kid's okay, and that's fine. Four things that I would suggest for parents to do if they have an introverted child. One is it's okay to encourage, to nudge, to push a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever force. You know, push them into an activity or a friendship. Encourage them to order their own food at the restaurant and talk to the waitress. If you're arranging a play date after you make all the arrangements with mom, you know, tell the kid ahead of time, put the phone on, say, here, you ask Amy, can you come over and play? Push them a little bit, but don't force. That's number one. Number two, give them time to think before they have to give you a quick answer. Kids will freeze up and they'll go, I don't know. Number three, when they do decide to talk, like you said earlier, Bill, stop everything and listen, because that's important to say. And then finally, let them be by themselves. They're okay. You're okay as a parent. It's all right.
Tim, this is good stuff. Where can the folks go for more information if they want to connect with you?
And give us a call here at Focus on the Family, the counseling department, and that's just the regular number, 1-800, the letter A, and the word family, and ask to talk to a counselor.
That's great. Tim Sanford, licensed professional counselor who works in Focus on the Family's counseling department and in his own private practice. Tim, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
It's about about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.